It is a quiet start to the work week. Sunshine has been bright in most areas this afternoon. Clouds have been a bit tougher to break right around Lake Champlain and also in portions of the Greens and Adirondacks. The weather will become more active in the coming days as a stationary front will be nearby. This presents a forecasting challenge as a rather large temperature gradient is likely to set up right along the front. So there's a pretty good chance that there will be a large spread in temperatures across New York and New England in the coming days. With that front nearby, we'll see little waves of low pressure riding along it from time to time, and that means we will have periods of rain and also periods of dry as we move through much of the rest of this week. Right now, one of those lows is back to our west through Michigan. There is a vigorous upper-level disturbance in association with the system, and that's resulting in some heavier pockets of rain. The storm will track across the North Country tonight, so clouds will increase with the approaching system, and rain is likely for most areas as we work through the nighttime hours. There could even be enough instability as that vigorous disturbance comes through for some rumbles of thunder. The low will race to the east tomorrow morning and drag a cold front through the region. Clouds and showers will linger in some areas to start the day, but sunny breaks will develop as the day moves along. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s in most spots. Southern areas could reach into the lower 70s tomorrow afternoon. The cold front will return as a warm front tomorrow night. Another area of low pressure will track along it, so another round of rain is likely. Showers should end early on Wednesday, with a period of dry conditions during the day before more unsettled weather moves in later on. Now, it is a bit tough to time out the rainfall precisely, so we may have to tweak that forecast timing as we get a bit closer. At this point, it looks relatively mild through Wednesday. As the front drifts further south on Thursday, we are expecting temperatures to begin to drop. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low 40 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers early, then increasing sunshine, high in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low 40 to 46. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, high in the upper 50s to middle 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow becoming mostly sunny and warm, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low in the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow early clouds, then becoming mostly sunny, mild, high in the 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, a chance of showers mainly early and late, high in the 50s and 60s, some 70 south. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, possibly even a wintry mix to the north. Highs ranging from the 30s north to the 50s south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.